Hey, let's grab a phone call real quick. You wanna?
Yeah, please.
Yay! Let's go to John on line three. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, enjoying your show.
Thanks, dude. What's going on?
I wanted to let you and all your audience know about this experiment that's going on to get rid of the COVID virus.
Okay.
What it is, imagine that you got a virus that's on the table and you got an enlarged view of it. So you see it's like this chain of atoms and molecules, and then you got this beam. It's a COVID destruction beam. It shines down on it, and it breaks it all up into little individual atoms, but it doesn't hurt anything else. Like if it's inside of a body, it just goes right through the body and blows up the virus, but it doesn't hurt the body. And so everybody just decides that they've got this big spotlight up above them, this COVID destruction beam, and they shine it down on their body, and any viruses that are in their body blow up and float away. Then they shine it on their neighborhood and get rid of any viruses in their neighborhood. Then they shine it on the town. They keep expanding the beam, and they shine it on the town and get rid of any viruses in the town, in the state, in the country, and
The
then
world?
all different countries all over the world. And they just keep enlarging this beam, and they blow up all the viruses.
Yay.
They're all gone. And everybody does that, especially if they can concentrate on it, like at noon and at 9 o'clock in the evening and at midnight. So they're all doing it at the same time, and then they can do it also randomly in between if they want.
That sounds
And that
cool.
way, these viruses all blow up and float away, and then everybody goes, "Wow, what happened to the viruses? They're all gone."
Hey, John.
Yes. Oh no.
We have that ability. We have that
Okay.
ability.
He's
So
talking
if
about the sun, right? The sun and UV light and that thing, right?
I'm just talking
John?
about, you create this beam. You just
Me?
decide that the beam is there. Yep, everybody creates their own individual beams, and they just decide that it's there, and it's going
Hey
to
John,
shine
are you
down
on
and
drugs?
kill these
Yeah,
viruses.
can you tell us what the hell you're talking about, please? Because this is a very long-winded. Just tell us, because I know you got something. Just tell us.
I just did. Everybody is a spiritual being, and they have
Oh
abilities
my
that they don't know
God.
about.
Wow. Oh
And
man.
they can do things that they don't realize. They just decide to do it, and they do it, and it happens.
See, John, I gotta be honest with you, John. That's crazier what you just said than talking about how like QAnon is gonna arrest pedophiles. Like at least that is something. You know, this is just like
Because you know
magic that
what?
you're talking about.
Nobody can stop them from doing it because they won't know they're doing it. So nobody can tell them they can't.
Yeah, I see
Okay.
what you're saying.
They just make the decision that that's what's happening and that's what happens.
Done. Thanks, John.
Crazy.
Bye.
I'm crazy for
Wow.
feeling so lonely.
Okay. Oh my God. I like how you thought he was like trolling up to like a punchline.
I thought he was gonna be like Q is making the sunlight cures it and it will expose the pedophiles and kill the vi like something. I assume that's what he was
Oh,
going
man.
after, but or he's talking about the sun or like it's a natural like the virus doesn't exist because the sun kills it. I've heard that
He's gonna drop a
before.
D's nuts on us somehow. I had no idea what was
Yes.
going on
Yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
Yeah.
Lord.
That's I'm weird. Obviously, you know some of my weird beliefs that I have that are outside the
Right?
mainstream, and I get it from my mother because my mother's like this too. But even for me, I just can't. I'm sorry. Like she was telling me about she started on Christmas. I had her over for breakfast, and she was telling me about something about charting my using the stars to
Oh
chart my
no.
path and numerology and
Your
all
birth
this stuff. And
chart.
I, yeah, it was something like that, but it was like to predict your, does that include your future?
It
You
kind
know,
of
like we're.
predicts like what you're predisposed to based
What?
on
Okay.
your personality.
She was telling me to like plot my star chart and figure, and I'll be able to figure stuff out. I was just like, okay. I'm sorry. I just can't. I love you, but no, stop it now. Too much.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, remember when we were doing our Spotify playlist, you know, and kind of making fun of each other?
Yeah.
Well, now, William, there is an AI bot that will hilariously roast you for your bad music taste. How cool is that?
What? Did you do it? Because I wanted you to do it.
I'm going to do it during...
Particularly bad.
Mine's not bad. What are you talking about? No, it ain't. It is not. Nope. This AI bot read your Spotify for filth is absolutely... let's see here. I'm trying to figure out exactly how I can use this thing. I might have to do it during the break and then come back to it because I really want to do it, but I'm afraid that it's... people behind the publication The Pudding. That is the name of it. Okay. And it will... you have to give them your Spotify account information, though. I don't know about that, though, right?
Mm, yeah, I'm not bananas about doing any of that stuff. Yeah.
I am seeing that they're roasting people, though. It's pretty funny. Yeah. Not good. They pick out all the dirty words. Who cares about dirty words? You bunch of prudes, bunch of idiots, jerks. Yeah. Did you see Aunt Becky got out of jail?
Yeah, I did. Good for her, man. She did her time. She's a hardened criminal now. Now she's out.
It's so stupid. She did hard. What did she do? 6 weeks in prison?
No, she Lori did Loughlin. Like 3 months, I think. Yeah,
no way.
Like 3 months. Yeah.
Did she?
I think so.
I had no idea.
At least a month or two.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she's free. That's good. I did remember that she'd be out shortly after Christmas if she did that plea bargain, and I guess that's what happened.
Good for her. Let's go to Lori on line one. Hey, Lori, what's going on?
Good evening, guys. How are you this evening?
Oh, hello, Lori. Great.
This is Lori as in Fritz and Lori.
Hell yeah. What's going on, Mama?
Not a whole heck of a lot, but I just wanted to give you some information. And you're talking about how long the Christmas tree should be up. They're supposed to come down on January 6th because the 12 days of Christmas starts on Christmas Day.
Boom. I knew it. Okay. I knew it was something like that. Lori, thank you. I did not know. Now, I will say this. We bought our tree extra early this year, so this bitch is dried out now, boy. I mean, if I were to get a fire near that thing, whew, it would go up in a second. I mean, it is dead.
Now, they were talking, I was reading this article about how you're supposed to put your tree, if you have a garden, instead of having them pick it up, you know, you try to, mostly I think this was written by people up north, but that they were having them put them in the garden so that the animals would have a place to find shelter from the cold.
Uh-huh.
And then by springtime, it starts to deteriorate and goes back into the ground and you know, does to the soil what nature would normally do with a tree.
Yeah, like compost.
Trees fall in the woods.
Gotcha.
And they said, natural compost. Anyway, but I don't know how well that would work in Florida.
Gotcha.
And
all right.
The other thing is Mary Ann wore gingham and shorts.
Wait,
she wore what?
Mary Ann on Gilligan's Island, she was wearing gingham. That was the top that you always check the top.
Like gingham. How do you say it?
Gingham.
Gangnam, like Gangnam style? Like that song that's a Korean?
No, with an I. Gingham. It's a material.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And it was very popular back then.
Gangnam style.
I'm a fountain of useless knowledge, but I win all the time. And,
I know, right?
That's good stuff. You ever heard this, Lori? Gangnam Style.
Mary Ann's dead. I miss you, Mary Ann. Oh, I want to see them boobies under your Gangnam Style. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is actually Isaiah's girlfriend right here. Oh, man. Very nice. So she wore Gangnam Style.
But that's what she's wearing, yeah.
Now, Lori, if you had to bang anybody from Gilligan's Island, who would it be?
Good question.
Let me think. The professor comes to mind, but he seems
professor?
Like
he was gay.
Too scientific. So let's see.
But didn't you think it was? Didn't you think it was kind of? Didn't you think it was kind of suspect that he could build a car and he could build a radio out of coconuts, but he couldn't build a boat to get the hell home?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, I think he wanted to stay on that island because he secretly was in love with Gilligan.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, I never would have thought of that. And I was thinking about sleeping with Gilligan because he would probably be young enough and fun enough and just about goofy enough to have a lot of fun with.
Do you think Skipper ever diddled Gilligan? Because I got that vibe, too.
No, I don't think so.
He's always calling him, my little buddy.
But he was too busy, cutting him down.
Yeah, but maybe they had that sort of masochistic relationship, that you like to be abused.
Uh-huh.
I suppose that's possible. Yeah, a lot more of that stuff was going on way back then than we knew about. But
Lori, can I ask you a question? And keep in mind that we're on the radio here. What is Fritz into that's weird?
Yeah.
You've had intercourse with Fritz. Is he into anything that's a little like, whoa, okay, Fritz, I didn't know you were a freak.
Hey, Lori, cover my face up with a pillow.
Beat me with bars of soap and a pillowcase, Lori.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter that we're on the radio. I really can't say that. At least not yet. There's nothing really freaky going on. Just some good old
straight old missionary. Yeah, I gotcha.
No. I did not say doggy. That.
does he do things to you like the dogs do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. How do I answer? Yeah. Like dogs did not yet, but that's been on the table.
No, I meant does he put peanut butter on his penis? That's what I meant.
No. He doesn't need to.
Does he put peanut butter on your...
I don't require peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh man. He wasn't even trying to. He's blind. He was trying to make a sandwich and it just ended up on his penis.
He can't find it, so he's got to use his sense of smell and get down there.
Oh, Lori, help me. Oh, dude.
Is Fritz a generous lover? Would you describe him as a generous lover, Lori, or is he, kind of a wet noodle?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, he's generous and he listens and he follows.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, mama. Now, does he make sure you get yours before he gets his? Because that's what a generous lover is.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. Attaboy Fritz. Nice.
All right, Fritzy Poo. Hell yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah, that is wonderful. That is nice. Now, afterwards, is it like lay around, have a cigarette, or do you spoon? Do you cuddle, or do you go get away from me? I need my private time and make him go sleep on the couch.
No. We snuggle and talk. I lay my head on his shoulder.
Aww.
And he likes it when I cross my leg over his body, and we sit and talk for a while. And then eventually, as we're starting to doze off to sleep, then eventually we roll over and we're back to back.
Do you ever fart on each other when you're back to back?
Not yet.
Oh yeah, has he ever ripped the gasser?
No, we're still the new stage of this, so no farting.
So romantic.
Farting yet? Okay, nice. He drinks a lot of beer, so I'm surprised. I drink a lot of beer, I am ripping gassers all night.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm a fart everywhere.
He does.
He does.
And we've had words about that.
Oh, okay.
Poor guy. He can't win. There's nothing worse than a reformed drinker and a reformed smoker.
Yeah. Now, you used to drink a little bit, didn't you, Laura? You don't drink anymore?
Oh, I didn't drink a little bit, honey. Trust me. I drank a little bit.
Ooh.
When I was a small child and my parents had huge parties, I'd go around and I'd get a sip of champagne from everybody. I was drunk by the time I was two.
Oh,
what?
Wow. Wowie, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
What was the catalyst that made you say, okay, I need to stop drinking now? And how old were you when you decided to do that?
Well, I tried to quit. I started to actually in the military, they kind of suggested that I go away for 6 weeks. And I did. And I tried to get sober, but I was in my early 20s. And
now, when you were drinking,
about 6 months.
When you were drinking, did you fart a lot like Fritz?
No, not really, but I drank a lot of, at first I drank, I had money, so I could afford to buy the expensive stuff.
Oh, God.
And that helped.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Start buying all the cheap stuff. But no, what made me quit was all the times I tend to ending up in the emergency room, and my blood alcohol level would be like 4.
Oh, oh dear. Oh, my God.
And I only weighed 125 pounds.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And they'd say, how are you still alive?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you ever get
to the point? It wasn't working.
Do you ever get the hankering when you're hanging out with Fritz? I would imagine it's tough to resist. You know, sometimes I used to smoke cigarettes, for example, and sometimes I'll, you know, cigarettes disgust me now, but every once in a while you just catch a whiff and you're just like, ooh, that smells good. Is it like that with Fritz's Natty Ices?
A whiff that, when you're like walking down the street and you're not expecting it. Yeah, occasionally that would happen, but not for a long time. No, now it just makes me feel kind of nauseous.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And
well, that's
same with the beer.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting combo you got there with you and Fritz. I'm glad you balance each other out at least a little bit.
Yeah. I think I might go get me a beer right now.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens because, you know, first off, we've got the distance between the two of us, and there's so many issues going on, and it's not boring. I'll give it that.
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
You should just move in with him and his mom and his sister.
Are you kidding me? I live by myself. I own my own home. I have no intention.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No. Hell has yet to freeze over.
Right on.
I feel that.
No, I don't mind visiting them. I love them dearly. They're really great. They're very warm and welcoming. And they've been nothing but kind to me. And, you know, it just December got a little busy just spending so much time up there.
Right.
And I needed to spend time with my family. So,
right.
And
yeah,
I have a dog and a cat that don't like it when I'm gone that long. And I had been gone just a couple of weeks before that. I'd gone camping in November for 4 days and then spent 4 days at Fritz's before I went on. And then 2 weeks later, I was there for a week in December. So I'm going to try to go up in January, but definitely I'll be up there at Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Just play it by ear. You know, you don't need to make any decisions. Just while it lasts, enjoy it. Maybe it'll be a long-term thing. Maybe, you know, nip it in the bud real quick. Who knows? Just enjoy it.
Yeah, that's exactly all I can do. You know, after 15 years, why not?
I know.
Yeah. I'm glad we hooked you up, Laura.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy
you deserve it. Hell yeah. Well, thank you, Lori, and have a wonderful new year and all that stuff, okay?
Well, I plan on it because I plan on listening to Johnny B.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hang out tomorrow, me and you.
Yeah, I owe you a drink.
Oh, God. I'm so excited. We will do that. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Lori. Okay?
I hope so.
Love you. Oh, I got to use the bathroom.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, man. Woo! Holding that one in.